America Tonight. Remember, this isn't a monologue. You can throw in your two cents whenever you feel like it. And how about a woman who gives you your digits right at the top? That's got to make you feel good. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. Couple of quick things. Big news from Egypt. Hosni Mubarak is in critical condition in a hospital in that country after suffering a stroke in prison. That's just added to the nonsense over there. The volatility has gotten even more crazy with their constitutional crisis in a country that he dominated forever and, frankly, ripped off. He took the cash we gave him and he spread it out to his family members. And with that being said, the real ground zero now, because the dot keeps moving. It's like a game of the old game of, remember Pac-Man? It's like Pac-Man gone wild in the Middle East. We've seen all the dominoes fall with some of the dominant figureheads there. But what do you ultimately end up with? And in Syria, unfortunately, you have women and children who have been slaughtered at the hands of Assad. Of everything that's happened through Mubarak in Libya, what happened in Libya, what happened in Tunisia, on down, Syria has been the worst, and yet very little help with Syria. And we know why that is. First of all, sorry, Syrians, no oil, baby. No oil, we're not that concerned. And the other thing is the investment in so many other places between Iraq and then going into Afghanistan just for the United States makes it tough. Plus, what are you doing? Senator John McCain jumps up and down and says, this is humanitarian crisis, we've got to do something. Arm them, arm the others. Well, who are we arming? I mean, this is the same thing. We're going to arm the other people who are going up against the regime, and who are the other people? You know, pick your poisons. And it's in Syria, it's terrible because I can't imagine they're not going to have a full blown civil war. I mean, it's going to be crazy in Syria, crazy there. Meanwhile, G20, Putin, our President Obama, and a whole bunch of other world leaders were in Cabo San Lucas to not play golf and drink tequila. At least I don't think so. They were meeting to talk about the Eurozone, the crisis there, and a few other things. Syria, of course, was also part of the conversation. And for Obama, the big news heading into the conference, especially with it being in Mexico, was the fact that he threw a real curveball out there with an executive order that stops the deportation of so many younger illegal immigrants. As long as they're students and not criminals, and then they can apply for work visas, this could really send, however, our employment rolls in a crazy direction, because where are they getting these jobs that they're applying for these work permits? But it probably booted Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, the Republican senator, off of the undercard of Mitt Romney, who's being considered, because could he deliver Florida? And the reason why is because of this policy of Obama's, the fact that now saying through the executive order that the Hispanics who were all over Obama to do something about immigration have gotten their wish, and that's affected, I think, the fates of Rubio as to whether he's going to be the guy. So now there's lots of rumors about different people, including one that we've talked about a ton of times. Ohio's another big state, Rob Portman. That's a real possibility that he could be the choice. Other people are hearing other names, and Romney says, get off my back, basically, because Rubio is not out of it. Only two people even know who's being vetted, what's being talked about. So forget about it. You have no idea what direction that we're going in. In the meantime, as we are often doing here on America Tonight, zigging and zagging in a couple of different directions, Mitt Romney, besides saying get off my back about Marco Rubio, took the time, as he is campaigning hard and heavy, trying to get what he knows he needs, those electoral votes. He talked about policies that are all wet with this administration.
I didn't hear him say that the policies of the last 3.5 years have failed us. I didn't hear him talk about the fact that there are 23 million Americans that are out of work in part because of the very policies he put in place.
Exactly. What ultimately happens, though, is up to you, the voters, and that all-important electoral number. Right now, looking at maps and talking to people about it, even though the polls show different things, it seems like Romney is far, is chasing. He's chasing. He's far behind. But I still say it's just way too early to tell. Economy, jobs. You can hear what's already left my lips here at the top. On the Hill, Jamie Dimon, once again, the J.P. Morgan man, was being drilled about what happened with J.P. Morgan. How are they in the midst of all the things that we've just seen and the things that people hate, the bank's too big to fail stuff from 2008? How could they have come up with some risky investments that were way too costly? First, he talks about the scrutiny. Then he gets, there's a little exchange with Barney Frank, the short timer on the Hill, about the word that a lot of people hate. It's called clawback. Take a listen.
CIO, particularly the synthetic credit portfolio, should have gotten more scrutiny from both senior management and the firm-wide risk control function.
You said there are going to be clawbacks for people responsible. Is your compensation in the pot that's going to be considered for that?
They will do what they see as appropriate. I can't tell my board what to do.
He can't tell him what to do. Boy, Jamie Dimon, he seems like he would tell a lot of people what to do. So he's saying no, he can't say what's happening. I think we're all just so sick of these big financial firms that when they say they took risky investments, when they tanked, when we talk about bailouts, it's just not acceptable to any of us to have that, to just push that aside and accept whatever it is that we're being sold by whichever financial group pops up, whether it's Citi, whether it's J.P. Morgan, pick a flavor, whatever flavor that you choose. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, the 911 calls, the Rodney King 911 calls have been released. I wanted you to hear it. It was very strange news, I think, caught a lot of people off guard. It's the drowning of Rodney King. The officers who responded when they got the calls found him at the bottom of the, he was found at the bottom of the pool, and he was 47 years old, he wasn't moving, and the 911 call happened very early in the morning on Sunday. They're still investigating it. He never made it to the hospital. They tried to perform CPR, but we're going to let you hear those 911 calls here around the bend on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 19th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.3130. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.7209, $836.04 for a half ounce, or $418.02 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.7209, $836.04, and $418.02.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street Casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
For what it's worth, this was a big one because, of course, Rodney King, the symbol that he was after the police beating and then the trial and the four cops being acquitted and then the three-day riots and what happened with Reginald Denny, the truck driver, taking his normal shortcut, being beaten to within an inch of his life, the rioting, all the crazy, really, the lid blew off of Los Angeles. And when you think of Rodney King, you absolutely think of that. So here we are on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We're getting ready for some great interviews coming up around the bend here, too, by the way. My pal Don Wiskin from, and we're going to play the 911 call, so hang on. But I'm going to sidebar your honors for a second. Coming up, we're going to talk with Don Wiskin about Extendivite. It's a thing that I endorse. I frankly endorse, and I don't do any endorsements, really. I don't do hardly any. I've had less than, well, this is only my third one. I think I said that earlier. So go to heartdrop.com because you can read all of Don's story. Their website is great. It's easy to read. The key thing for me is that I saw cholesterol numbers drop, which was huge for me because I saved money on my life insurance when I first had my blood taken, you know, when they do that and they measure you and do all the crazy things. My cholesterol numbers weren't good, and I didn't even realize that. And then my high blood pressure was on that cut line. And they couldn't even find my blood pressure, but it went down. So everything went down, and that made me very happy because, frankly, knock on wood, I have no desire to have heart problems. I've seen what happens to people when they do, and I'm talking young people in their 30s and 40s. I've seen it on the other end, but I've seen it in younger people, and it is rough. The rehab, the scariness, the cracking the chest open, the whatever the procedure is. I mean, thank goodness there's some decent procedures, but all the other processes you go through. I mean, let's face it, nobody wants to have a heart attack. Nobody listening to me wants to have something awful happen to them physically that they have to deal with. And that's the thing in life, you know. My grandmother used to say, all you have is your health. So Extendivite has been tremendous for me. Game changer. Game changer. With the heart problems in my family, there's no question I have to directly attribute it to that, because there is nothing that I did that was that much different. Eating better and drinking water, for sure, but still not enough that there wasn't enough minerals, not the right kind of stuff, the herbs. That was the other two things, because the other thing was the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, something else, but that's it. For the heart thing, completely, the blood pressure, all those things, I would attribute to that without a doubt. If you want to know more about it, you can go to Press 4, too, because you get that info there. But Don Wiskin is coming up around the bend to have that conversation with us. And also, we're going to talk to my pal. A lot of you sent me emails about this, Steve Gander, about the rodeo, because I asked you what are the things that you don't know about the rodeo, or what would be interesting to find out, you know, when you don't understand. So it's like going to a hockey game. You never watch hockey. You don't know what a two-line pass is. And so you had some really good rodeo questions, and Steve is going to talk about that. The pro rodeo in Mesquite is pretty cool. I've been there a bunch of times. I don't know. I have this kind of thing for rodeo clowns. All right, I'm going to quit clowning around, and let's get to that 911 clip. Here's this was over the Rodney King drowning. Take a listen to the clips.
Please hurry up, please.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Ma'am, listen to me. We need a help when they get there. How old is he?
Rodney King, the guy that got beat by the police. Please, hurry.
San Bernardino City PD with a transfer, 1051 East Jackson Street. She's in the subject at the bottom of the pool.
Rodney King, please. Is Rodney King? Please, hurry.
Okay, stay in the line. Let me transfer to fire department.
Wow, it's so sad to hear somebody hysterical. That's his fiance in the background. And they don't have any signs of foul play, no obvious injuries, they say, to his body. They're looking, you know, they're doing a drowning investigation. And to reiterate this, I think everyone realizes who Rodney King is. He was beaten by the police in March of 91. He was caught on camera. It sparked one of the deadliest riots in our history. And, you know, he was in a high-speed chase and he was on parole. This was after a robbery conviction, and that's what led to all of that. So he panicked and thought he was going to be sent back to prison, was what he said, and he tried to get away. And you know, the rest is history after that. But, wow, listening to that call, she tried to do whatever his fiance, Cynthia Kelly. She tried to give him CPR, tried to do whatever she could, and even the paramedics did, and they couldn't do anything. So who knows? It could have been some freak thing with the pool or something else. We don't know. We won't know until they come back with all the reports. That takes at least a couple of days, and that just happened on Sunday, but it sparked the conversation about how far have we come since Rodney King, you know, now looking at it on the heels of his death. I talked about politics a little bit at the top, so I wanted to veer in a different direction. I haven't talked about that too much here in America Tonight. I have in the past talked many times about fires and what's happened with tornadoes and hurricanes, and so, you know, it wouldn't be a week on the show if there wasn't some disaster. You figure the different states, certain weather conditions. And, boy, this Colorado wildfire fight is just awful. You look at the pictures that are coming out of there, the pictures, you know, from from different views, from cliffs and whatnot, and so much of the forest has been just ripped up. The High Park Fire is what they're calling it, has eaten up almost 60,000 acres of you know, woodland, just developing these trees. It's about 50% contained, but the forecast from the National Weather Service is saying, you know, blazing heat, winds, and that whips it up, and firefighters say they can handle the weather conditions because the winds are expected to be less tough than what they had on Sunday, but they're still with the wind. It makes it very, very tough to completely shut this down. You know, think about that when I say how many acres have been burned. How many, how many personnel, firefighters, do you think you have on the ground battling this thing? And even a few in the air. 1,700. And lightning is what ignited the fire that started on June 9th. So here we are on the 20th. That happened on June 9th. And they're worried because of, you know, what's now happened too. The dense trees have been killed by infestations, bee infestations. So it's nasty. And going through these neighborhoods, evacuations, just a trail of destruction. One woman, a 6-year-old woman, was found dead in her home that burned last week. And, you know, there's popping up in different places in Colorado, in New Mexico. They've got a horrible fire. They have a thing called the Baldy Fire, which has scorched almost 300,000 acres so far now. You got 3,200 total fire folks from across the U.S. who are helping local departments with that one. I mean, all over between Colorado and New Mexico. And it's something. The wildfires between New Mexico, Colorado, and in North Carolina, too. They're worried about one that's gotten out of control, too. They say that in the Sheep Ridge Wilderness area, some of you listening to me know where that is, just beautiful. But the dangers of these wildfires, very, very scary, and has to be scary for the people. You know, you have this great view. It's like you can't believe how fortunate you are. I've spent lots of time in Colorado and New Mexico, and it's like you're in a painting in some of these beautiful areas, and a lot of that is getting, I mean, it's getting ripped up because of what's now happened. And this is the one all because of lightning. So at least it wasn't some kind of human thing where somebody threw a cigarette or somebody didn't put out a fire. And they don't get that rain, and then the winds are the right way. And look at how many people they're using to try to contain this. And still in some parts, it's not enough. They need more hands on deck, but how many people can you get and bring in from, you know, all over the country? All right, we're continuing to kick that can down the road. Stay with us. Don next.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Moving forward, using all my breath, making love to you was never second best. I saw the world crashing all around your face, never really knowing it was always mesh and lace. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You see the difference, and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing new and I want to.
Each and every week, we talk to my pal Don Wiskin. He's the genius behind Extendivite, and for good reason. We've talked about his story a ton of times. We've talked about my story. Just to reiterate, both of my grandfather and my great-grandfather never met either one of them, had a young family, so if they had been healthy enough, I would have, but they both had bad tickers. They didn't eat well. They probably had clogged up arteries, but still stunned my family when they died, so I never had a chance to meet Gerard Gelini was his name. Heard great things about him, but never got to meet him. I don't want that to happen to all of you. In fact, heart attacks, heart problems are definitely on the rise. We know that for women on the rise. You know my story, too, as well. We're giving away some Extendivite because I know you're paying attention out there by the questions you're asking. If you can nail my cholesterol numbers, we'll see if anyone's able to do that. So as I said, each and every week on our heart campaign, we talk to Don Wiskin. Don, how are you?
I'm doing very well.
You know, I never asked you this, because we know everything's good with you, numbers down, that kind of stuff, but cholesterol, same thing. Your cholesterol numbers have to be pretty decent.
They are. We measure them a little differently here in Canada than they do there. We don't use the same number sequences, but no, my good and my bad cholesterol are very good.
That's good. It's all about that. Yeah, it's all about lowering that cholesterol now, because we know, we see that people are tuned into what that means. It's about your cardiovascular system in general. And you talked about this too. When you talk about Extendivite, somebody asked me, well, what does it mean when Don says it improves blood flow to the heart and oxygen? What does that mean?
Well, right now your blood is flowing along at the speed that it's able to. There is blockages along the way, but like the ginkgo, for instance, will improve the oxygen and blood flow to the heart and the brain, which means it helps it thins it out a bit and helps it to get through those narrowed arteries to get more oxygen to the heart and brain.
Yeah, good explanation. And that's what you need, the speed. That's the key. With the herbs, somebody also asked this. We talk a lot about the garlic and the cayenne, but what about the hawthorn berries? What does that do in the tonic, in the mix?
Well, hawthorn is there to strengthen your heart, and it makes your heart really strong. So let's just say, you're smoking and you're taking Extendivite and you're worried about a problem, but you know you can't quit. It will strengthen your heart so that if you do have a heart attack, you have a much higher chance of survival. And then, you know, if you're fortunate to quit during that period that you're maybe in the hospital and stop smoking, it will help keep it strong. But it is there to strengthen your heart.
Important. Milk thistle. This is big because of liver, and liver regeneration is huge. I know a lot about this by my mother who got cancer. They talk a lot about milk thistle. And that was the other thing that Anna Missouri wanted an explanation of milk thistle.
Well, milk thistle is the most potent liver rejuvenator known to man. And your liver is very, very important. It is so important that you can actually cut a piece off and it'll grow back. It's one of the only organs that we have that is documented as doing that. And as we know from people doing liver transplant, but the liver is the filter for all of your blood, and it also handles your toxins as well. So, you know, that's where the garlic helps to chelate the heavy metals away from the glutathione in your liver so that it can handle the peroxides, which it creates to get rid of the toxins. So,
right.
You know, that's how all of that comes together.
Yeah. You talked about, as I said, we've talked about your personal story many, many times. You talk about your father, that he was just 62 when he died, and he died of a heart problem as well, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He died from complications of bypass surgery.
Yeah. So have you gotten letters from people about the fact that they've taken Extendivite, and that's what everybody's trying to avoid, that, you know, that, Don, everybody's trying to avoid bypass ending up, as I said, with my two friends who had their chests cracked open. Have you gotten a lot of testimonials from people that have talked about that?
We get them all the time, but mostly we get the audio ones where they phone and they're ordering more product and they're saying, you know, oh my gosh, you can't believe this, or, you know, or my husband, when, you know, he was as white as a sheet and he sat down in the chair and I was afraid. And so we heard your commercial and we called and we ordered some of the Extendivite, and, you know, now he orders it on his own. I'm not as concerned about him, you know, and he takes it without even being told to take it. So, you know, people must be realizing that it's working for them and that they have to do something, because who can afford to have a heart attack at, you know, whatever age, whether it's 30, 40, 50, or 60, or 70, or even 80.
No, the cost alone, and we haven't talked about that, but it's true, and you know this from your family and from yourself. I know this from my friends. All of a sudden, then those hospital bills start to trickle in. It doesn't matter what kind of insurance you have. You're going to end up paying for your heart in one way or the other. Hopefully, you're saved regardless, but still, it's very expensive, isn't it, the medications?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And the procedures that you have to go through and the time spent, you know, finding out what's wrong, too. And they all want to run tests. They always want to run tests. But tests can be very expensive, but they do tell you some answers. But I think you already know the answers if you're feeling not quite right, if you're not feeling the way you used to feel, if you, you know, and you can't blame it on being old anymore because, you know, I just turned 57 today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm still young, but, you know, some people said to me recently when I, you know, said they said, you look like my father. And I said, well, how old do you think I am? And they said, well, 60. And I'm going, oh, my gosh. I love
that.
My age.
I love that. So we'll tell everyone, go to heartdrop.com, and a lot of the stuff that we talk about, of course, it's a fabulous website. It tells you these stories. It talks about what Extendivite is all about, that kind of stuff. Easy to read. Call 877-928-8822. That's the other way to do it. Send me a letter to America Tonight. Some people are asking me questions and asking to forward it, and we'll start doing that. If you want me to forward it on, I will do that to Bab. She's terrific. So the other thing is that capsule form is one way to go, but some people take liquid. Which do you have more of, liquid or capsule, or doesn't matter, both?
Well, you know, there's a lot of... The liquid was the only thing for the longest time, and then we found out that we could make it in capsule form, and I was curious as to whether or not it would work as capsulated, but we've been playing with the capsules now since 2001. This is now 2012. I know the capsules work. Some people don't like the taste of the garlic or the spicy taste underneath their tongue, or they can't handle the smell getting it near their mouth. So for them, the capsules work. Just take them with food. But either one, capsules or liquid, 6 months down the road, you're going to be saying the same thing. You know, it works.
Yeah, is the best thing when the doctors scratch their head, because I talk about Dr. Marcus all the time, and they can't figure out, well, geez, what did you do? And I guarantee you hear that from people as well.
Well, as my nephew's daughter was born with some problems, and she started playing with this stuff when she was young, and the doctor said, don't tell me what you're doing, just don't stop it.
I love that. Don't stop it. When you, of the people that you've heard in the audience, and we've gotten this question a couple of times, people have called in and they're talking about other things and they say, oh yeah, by the way, I heard you with Don. And they ask the same question. We've talked about this, that it doesn't matter the age. It's not there, you know, you could be in your 20s, really, or you could be in your 50s or 60s, right?
Absolutely. You never know. I mean, kids and teenagers are dying out there doing sports, and we don't know why. Well, we kind of know why, but the doctors don't know why yet. It just happens, and they have heart failure. But, I mean, why do they have plaque and artery damage at that age?
Absolutely, because you would have to assume some of this has to be the food, what they're taking, what we're eating. You've said it before, talking about the topsoil, just absolutely crazy.
No, the toxins that we deal with, the air that we breathe, and you know, it's everywhere. We can't get away from it.
Yeah. Is it, and I've asked you this before, but is it, for the benefit of the listeners too, is it kind of satisfying to you, well, it has to be satisfying to you, that now the medical profession is starting to realize this? I know the control that pharmaceuticals have, but still people are starting to say this. You know, this is becoming more mainstream. They're talking about what you're talking about, the toxins.
More doctors are looking into studying natural medicine, and they're more interested because they're seeing what they've been doing for the last 20 or 30 years isn't really working. And why are other people doing things? Like, I was just listening to a show the other day, and a guy had a disease that most people die of within 5 years. He's been at it for 14 years and still doing well, and he's gone with a natural way of survival, and he swears by it, and, you know, he was just on a local radio station because of, you know, the many people who have died from it, and he was, and I'm not even going to go into the disease, but it was a natural thing that has kept him alive, and that's what he swears by. He says that that's it. You know, that's the only reason he didn't die within 5 years like everyone else.
Yeah, huge. All right, I want to tell everybody, because we have a lot of people that listen to us in Australia and the UK and other places, and they're asking me about it. There is an international number, right, Don? Is it 613-376-6229?
Yes, 6229, yes. 6229. I believe that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
I never fought it.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking the same thing. Yes, that's the number, because I made sure I looked it up. And for everybody else,
heartdrop.com, that's for sure.
Yeah, heartdrop.com is an easy way to go. And if you have any questions, like I said, the website is very easy to maneuver. And, of course, you can always talk to Don or Babs and just call that number, and people will be glad to help you. And they ship to from Canada by Canada Post to the world, as you say, right?
That, absolutely. It's the best way, and it doesn't get stopped by customs anywhere.
Yeah, I had that question from Jack Down Under. Asked me that question. All right, Don, we will continue our heart campaign, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you very much, Kate.
Thank you.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants.
So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganix. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganix.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at Terraganix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
All right, you've heard me talk about the rodeo before, the Mesquite Pro Rodeo at Resistol Arena. My pal Steve Gander, the general manager of the place, I'm telling you, last time he was on, we were talking about the Bronx and just how, not the Bronx in New York, by the way, the Saddle Bronx, and just what incredible athletes the horses are themselves and how tough it is to find them, and some of the exciting, just one of the exciting events that you see out at Mesquite. I think there's just a little bit of everything, and that's what I like, because, you know, I have that ADD, so actually the rodeo is perfect for me, because you get a slice of everything from the barrel racing to riding the bulls to doing the saddle bronking, all that kind of stuff. Steve's been around the game for a very, very long time. Steve, thanks
for... Are you saying I'm old?
Yeah, that's a funny way of saying that. He has experience.
Okay, that's better.
So, Steve, I thought it would be fun. I actually solicited from a lot of the listeners questions that they had about the rodeo, because they were so excited when you were talking about, you know, your favorite event, and I was talking about what I like to see. And I really do. I like the fact that you get the sprinkling of everything. So the questions were pretty interesting, and I thought that I'd have you knock a few of them down. Here's what I got from, this was from Big Al listening to us in Austin, Texas, and he said, Kate, when you have Steve-O on, because I called you Steve-O, ask him about the whole tie-down thing, the roping, and how they do it. How do they train? How do these guys train to be so quick to be able to pull these calves down the way they do? How does it all work?
That is a very good question. That, to me, a calf roper might be one of the best athletes in this, in any sport today. Because, well, number one, he has a partner, and that's his horse. And the horse is probably 70 or 80% of his ability to win. But you have to leave the box, chasing a calf at 30 miles an hour, rope that calf, and take the calf down and tie him in less than 8 or 9 seconds in order to win at most rodeos. It's an awful lot to do. And most of those calves weigh about 220 pounds.
Ooh, 220 pounds. Do most of these guys, do a lot of them, by the way, start, I mean, do they start off young? It's pretty young. You start off young and you get this in your blood, right?
Today, most calf ropers start off in youth rodeo. They are 12, 13, 14 years old. When they start learning to rope, and they go on to high school rodeo, to college rodeo, to open rodeo, and then to the pros.
Yeah, got another question that I thought was pretty good too. Also, this one was from Tank, and he's listening to us on our affiliate in Austin, and he asked about
where do these guys come up with these names?
Yeah, Tank. I love the name Tank. Because yeah. Everybody has a nickname, so they always have nicknames. So anyway, his question was about what about the two partners in roping? How does that work? And who's the captain of the crew when you have two people? You know, what are they called? And who's the leader in that group?
In the, that would be the team roping. It's the hitter and the healer. The hitter probably might be the team captain. He has the most things to do, at the beginning of the event and during the event. He has to rate that calf, rope the calf, turn it just right for his healer so that those legs are not dragging and not hopping so that the healer has a chance to rope those legs. The healer, all he really has to do is think about those bottom two legs. Think about roping those two legs, the hind legs.
Mm.
The hitter has to think about roping the horns, turning that steer just right so that the steer cuts off in such a way that those legs are not dragging, the steer is not hopping, he's not dragging it. And then after the healer ropes those hind legs, the hitter has to turn and cue the judge.
Ah, there you go. Yes, that's pretty important. You got to be quick. You got to have good teamwork, obviously. You have to be on the same page. It's kind of like the quarterback and the receiver if you're going to be good at that.
Yes. And most guys practice together, rope together, and they get that extra sense about what the other guy is doing.
Yeah. We have another email that came to us from Paul listening to us on KKGM. That's 1630 AM in Dallas. A big shout out to all those people listening in Big D. And his question was, do these cowboys that compete in the rodeo, are they usually good at a couple of different things, or do they have a niche? Do they find what they're good at and they stick with it?
That's another very good question. Most have a niche or specialization, but in the number of years that I've been involved in the sport, I always see a cycle where it seems like for a period of time people specialize in one particular thing, and then for a period of time you'll see guys starting to branch out and try to be proficient in two or three things. Right now, in the timed events, I'm seeing guys that are wanting to be proficient in two or three of the timed event skills. And I think that goes back to their college days. Right now, a lot of the college coaches are wanting their students to learn more than one event.
Oh, so there you go. So get good at a couple of them, yeah, and then be able to move from there.
And in a few years, that might change again. But right now, I'm seeing guys that are being proficient in more than one event.
Yeah. The other thing that was interesting in some of the discussions that I've had where I've been talking about the rodeo, I've mentioned the rodeo, done some shout-outs and whatnot, and then gotten some good feedback, is people seem to be very curious about the women. Is it just mostly barrel racing for women?
No. Well, mostly barrel racing. But in professional rodeo now, we have had women place in the team roping and in saddle bronc riding just in the last couple of years.
Really?
And
wow, that's great.
When you go back to the 40s and 50s, women rode in the saddle bronc riding quite a bit. And,
yeah,
of course, way back then, trick riding was actually a championship event.
Yeah, trick riding's cool.
And you are seeing women now competing a lot in the team roping, and a few have been qualifying in the saddle bronc riding just the last couple of years.
Yeah. I'm kind of curious about this. Is there ever have any female rodeo clowns?
As a matter of fact, the week before last, John Harrison was our barrel man and feature act at Mesquite.
Hmm.
His wife, the same weekend that he was here, was debuting as a rodeo clown at a rodeo in Oklahoma.
There you go, debuting. I love that. Well, she has to be in the minority, though. That's great. How cool is that?
On Saturday morning, I asked John how she did, and John said that he told her that night when they talked that nobody threw any tomatoes at her, so she was pretty happy.
So she did pretty well. We want to remind everyone, of course, Mesquite Pro Rodeo, go out there, don't be a stranger, all the way through August 25th, 7:30, Friday and Saturday. We've been talking about it. There's something really for everyone there. And then in September, I heard the news that you have Clint Black coming. Wow, I'm excited about that.
September 1st is Clint Black. He's had a new song come out. He's done pretty good. I talked to a promoter down in Houston, where Clint just performed down there, and he did very well. And he was at one of the casinos in Oklahoma. I don't know if it was Windstar or the Choctaw, but he sold out up there. So we're pretty excited about him coming here.
You know, besides being a good singer, I interviewed him one time. I think he's a pretty decent rider, Steve. I don't know that he would compete in the rodeo, but I think he's a pretty decent rider anyway.
It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, it would not surprise me that he probably is a pretty good cowboy.
Yeah. All right, absolutely. I'm marking that down. I'll be there for the Clint Black, no question about it. Hey, you can get tickets. I'm going to give the number again because some people have asked for this. 972-285-8777. Three sevens. 972-285-8777. Mesquite Pro Rodeo. Don't be a stranger. Go down there, pick out your favorite act, and then write me back and tell me what you saw. Steve.
Great, yeah.
It's always fun to have you on the show. Steve Gander, GM of Resistol Arena and the Mesquite Pro Rodeo. We'll talk to you again, my friend.
You know how we spell rodeo up here, don't you?
How do you spell it?
F-U-N. Fun.
I love that. That's perfect. Thanks, Steve.
Steve, always great talking to you.
Thanks. You have a good
my
one.
Favorite.
Thanks. Bye-bye.